What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Burt Show. All right, Cora knows she's going into the weekend and she's ready to fight. Hey, Cora, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, I can hear. I can almost hear the irritation in your voice. What's going on?
So I mentioned to my friend that I was thinking about buying a Labubu. But I couldn't find any, right? And then my friend goes, oh, girl, don't bother ordering any. I've got extras. So it turns out my friend had bought several of them, I guess, and had this really exclusive macaroon one. Do you know that one?
No.
The macaroon
Labubu. It's like a chestnut brown one, and they sell for $500 on eBay.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay.
And she was only selling it to me for $80.
So the retail price, right? Is that the retail? Is $80 the retail price for the Labubu? I feel like we need our Labubu expert on.
Rebecca just said it's $25.
$25. Okay. Yeah. But they've made this one so exclusive that it's this expensive.
Oof.
Right. So I trust my friend. I pay her on the spot. And I'm like, oh, great. I got like a hookup from my friend. But then I was listening to the Bird Show yesterday.
Mm-mm.
And I hear you guys talking about the Lofufus, like the fake ones.
Yeah.
And then I realize mine is fake.
You have a Lefufu, not a Labubu?
Yes. Like I opened it up and it's not made well. The paint job was screwed up. The eyes look strange. The fur is like kind of melted. And then the biggest thing is there's no logo on its foot.
Damn, you don't even have a good feet.
Does your friend know she gave you a fake?
Well, so that's what I don't know. So I feel I'm like low-key betrayed by her, but then I'm not sure. So I was planning on confronting her this weekend,
mm-hmm.
and not to cause drama, because of the principal, right?
Yeah. First of all, I wouldn't come in hot on her because you just don't know. And what was the math here? You can buy these for $25, but you bought it for how much?
$80 because it was an exclusive item. And
right.
I'm just like, was she trying to scam me? Like, did she see an opportunity to make money off of me? Did she know it was fake? Did she not? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Was the box open or was it still closed when she gave it to you?
Closed.
Okay, so she might not have known either.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Kristen was telling us yesterday there are a couple of different identifying factors with the fake ones, but you don't know that because the box looks real and the box is real. There's nothing yet that indicates it's fake by the box. So she might have given it to you herself thinking that it was a real one, not knowing. So I don't know that I'd come in hot on a quote-unquote confrontation on this.
Now, Cora, I got a question. Be honest. Were you planning on buying this thing because you know that it sells for $500 on eBay and you know you can get $500 and now you're mad because you know you won't get $500 for it?
Of course!
She's an investor!
I told her, hey, this is the one that I want because it's selling for $500 on eBay. So, and the thing is, she knows Labubus because she has so many of them. So how could she not know it's fake?
Well, if she knows them, and I mean, if she didn't know because it was still in the box and she's your friend, then this should be an easy fix. You should be able to go back to her and tell her it was fake, so you need your money back.
Yeah. I wouldn't come in accusatory, though.
No.
I mean, I think if you do that, then the wall goes up, nothing gets done. I think you come to her, excuse me. do not eat Chick-fil-A during the show, right before the break. It's not a good idea. If I'm you, I'm coming in like, hey, I'm sure you didn't do this on purpose, but ...
I would almost go in as like, we're both victims here. I would go in and be like, oh my gosh, I think we both got scammed. They just opened our Labubu and it's a LaFoo-foo. It's a fake Labubu. So it feels more like you're on the same team.
I kind of want to go over her house and see her Labubus and see if it has a logo on the foot to see if she also knows. Like, I just want to know if she's being shady with me or not. Like, she either knows or she doesn't. And I could tell by her collection.
And it's weird because, like, if you are, this is a friend, right? And this is the macaroon Labubu that you wanted because you know it's retailing, or, you know, reselling for and retailing for $500. Why would she sell it to you for $80 when she could just go online and sell it for $500? That's what's not making sense to me.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
She said,
because she's a friend.
She said she had several of them, though. Maybe she's just trying to help out a friend.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if she got them cheap and she's got enough to where she feels like she's gonna make her money, she's gonna help out a friend and help her make some money.
Yeah, I sure got some shadiness going on in this friendship.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I'd go in. I just would do it softly rather than accusatory, or you're not gonna get anywhere. Uh-huh. But I definitely want to know how this goes on Monday.
I think she's already checking out the Labubus at her friend's house. She's busy.
All right, Cora, we'll talk to you on Monday. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm just taking in all your guys' advice.
All right, the only advice, really, I think, is just go in softly. That's all.
Okay, got
all right.
It.
All right, bye-bye. This is the one toy that is ripping the country apart right now.
The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.